All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up page Ayin Ches. Aval b'kabola b'chlal bilvad, shetachshov sha'ata mekabel alecha lios yudi ever Hashem, lo tuchal istabek. Says the Piagetzna. Kabola bilvad. What he says is, you know, a kabola means I accept upon myself, a promise to the self. Making a promise to myself. Remember, again, we were just to reorient for a moment. The Piaget was introducing us to this idea that the most incredible time to introspect is in a moment of inspiration. When you feel inspired, when you feel good about yourself, when you know that you're doing the right thing, that's an incredible time to take a step back, to look into oneself and to understand and to appreciate that which is working, that which is deficient, and to find the courage to tackle those things which may be deficient or broken. So the Piagetzna now says, in that moment of introspection, where you take upon yourself and you pledge to go ahead and fix the things that are deficient, understand that taking upon yourself and pledging is only one very small part of this process. He says, pledging, promising oneself, is not enough to affect change. Rak gam befratius midos haros vechasronos asher atamakir becha hishtadel letakin b'sha'azu shal isramimus. Now we'll say Kabbalah, accepting upon oneself, recognition of that which needs to be fixed and addressed, is one part of the equation. But again, then one has to take dynamic action. Hein emesh shebishah shemislahi va'ish yisra b'tfila, tov shelo yarbe b'chashbonos, lo yitapel v'lo yilach leches yadav az b'chasronosav, rak yispalo v'yilmod v'yislai v'yiskarit, kimo she'isa b'tzor ha'kidoshim bazeh. You know, in that moment of inspiration, a person is not supposed to lose themselves in thoughts about their deficiencies or shortcomings. But rather, again, a person is supposed to ride the wave of inspiration. Aval tekev achar tefilaso, but after you finish davening, after your moment of inspiration, va'af bechazar sashliach tzibur b'shmona esrei, v'chein mis'or lepamim shlo b'shas ha'tefila, yishtadal etaknam b'pratio. So we'll say, what the Piagetzna is saying over here is something really incredible. And sometimes where a lot of us kind of lose the momentum, which is, I have that moment of inspiration where I understand what I have to do, I understand how I have to do it, I understand what the deficiencies are and how they have to be tackled. Beautiful. The problem just is, that's the first part of the equation. The second part, ultimately, which is taking of action, right? Remedying the deficiencies, actually doing something to address those shortcomings which I have now identified within myself. And the problem is, if I don't take that dynamic action, if I don't do something, so the process itself is flawed and kind of bottoms out. We'll say he goes back. So now, what we have over here is kind of like a continuum. So on one hand, my goal is to awaken my soul. One of the ways in which we're talking about awakening our souls is through prayer, through dialogue with God. In that moment of spiritual awakening, in that moment of inspiration, I'm able to see my deficiencies and my shortcomings. But I'm able to see them from a position of inspiration, a position of strength. After I identify them, my job then becomes to tackle them. To tackle them. But even then, says the Piagetzna, there's this very delicate dance. You don't want to lose out on that moment of inspiration. And if you become too overwhelmed by your deficiencies and by that which is broken, so the inspiration dissipates. So enjoy the moment of inspiration, enjoy the moment of Aliyah, build yourself higher and higher, but at some point in time in that process, look to what is broken, look to what is deficient, and then find the strength and make the plan to tackle it. Piagetzna goes on. It's actually a very beautiful line. Ki efshar livdo kachametz bilti im la'or haner. You can't check for chametz without a candle. You hear this phrase? You can't check for chametz without a candle. What does that mean? Kishinis orarta v'nitzot shal kidusha hilhiv oscha ata kol od shal okava v'dok es atzmicha l'sakencha. So it says, this is such a beautiful idea. So chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, right? Chametz represents all that is broken, all that is deficient. The Or HaNer, the light, represents that moment of inspiration. So says the Pia Jetsna, you could only look for your chametz lo'or haner, by the light of the candle. The best way to find your chametz in life is in a moment of inspiration when you feel good about yourself and you see how good and how holy and how special you can be. That's the time dafka to say, you know what, let me look inward. I see what's good. I see that things in me are working. I see that I can be wonderful. I can be holy. Let me now take that nair, take that light of inspiration, and look for the chametz which resides inside of me. L'mashal, he says, for example, imka asanata, well, say if a person struggles, has a bad temper, chas v'shalom, his bonin, a person should ask himself, ha'im noach li lichos, v'lihios mushloch mi'al p'nei Hashem, is it worth it for me to get angry and to be removed from God? After all, the Gemara says, ha'gemara omeres, kalakoes afilu shechina ina chashuva negdo. Any person who gets angry, even, you know, we'll say, even literally it translated, it means, even the Shekhinah is not important in front of him. We'll say, what does that mean? So we all know, because we've all been there, when you get angry, and especially really angry, you lose control. You lose control. To the point that you respect nothing, even God. Even God. And when a person gets angry enough, there's no telling what they will do. So kol hakoes, if you get angry enough, afilu Shekhinah ina chashuva negdo, even the Shekhinah is unimportant in front of me. Even the Shekhinah I'm willing to trample on. Kalakois kilu oved avodah zarah. Right? The Gemara says, if you get angry, it's as if you worship idolatry. Now, we'll say, now what does that mean? If you get angry, it's as if you worship idolatry. So we'll say, again, we could relate to a lot of these Gemaras, because on a simple level, what does it mean? When you get angry, we'll say, anger is a very egocentric midah. When I get angry, the only thing that is important in this world is me. Is me, right? The feelings of other people are not important. The feelings of any, so, the, and once again, God is not important as well. What is it called when you relegate God to a position of non-importance in your life? That's called avodah zarah. That's called idolatry. So, v'ha'im echas. So, we'll say what he's saying over here is as follows. He's giving an example of kaas. So he says, if a person struggles with anger, so he should think to himself, do I want to be the kind of person who tramples upon God and tramples upon others? Vayim echas ve'es en nevala zuchas v'shalom. Ha'im be'eloki yisrael aki nafshi v'nishmasi shani ko'ayin tas, shani margish ata b'kirbi. Emrod chas v'shalom. So we'll say, so a person, remember again, this is the Piagetna's brilliant model. The Piagetna's brilliant model is, attack your deficiencies, or identify your deficiencies, or think about your deficiencies in a moment of inspiration. When you're in a good place, that's the time to look at your weaknesses. So now, I'm in a moment of inspiration. Now I'm in a moment of aliyah. So now I begin to think to myself, what? I begin to think to myself, I struggle with kas. I struggle with kas, with anger. Do I want to be that kind of person? I'm now inspired and close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I struggle with this need of anger. Do I want to be that kind of person who ultimately, again, relegates God to a position of non-importance through this terrible midah? Do I want to be the kind of person who tramples upon God, who tramples upon the other? Is that what I want from my life? He says, Mekabal ani al atzmi, shelo lichos me'ata. Believe Shali Mekabal and Ani Alaizos. And I will say, in that moment of inspiration, where I'm enjoying that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the answer to that, of course, is a resolute no. Of course, I don't want to be that person. Of course, I don't want to be that person. And therefore, I promise myself that I'm going to address this midah. I promise myself that I'm going to address this negativity and I'm going to fix it. He goes on. He says, Azar Ribono Shel Olam, Azor na li la'amo beruchi shlo echas. Ribon Shalom, help me. Help me in this nisayon. Help me with this difficulty. Help me to be the kind of person who could avoid getting angry. Ukimokein, tikba belipcha benafshcha machshav v'kabalazu, ad shekasher yavo ma'ase shalkas niyotcha, v'taschel lichos, tizocher bignus shegenise es akas, es hakabala shekibart al atzmecha, shelo tichos, and I will say, that Kabbalah, that that promise you make to yourself in a moment of inspiration will be there to aid you the next time the wave of kas threatens to overtake you. In that next moment, again, when you get angry, you'll remember that Kabbalah, you'll remember that promise you made to yourself, that promise you made to God. You'll remember again in that moment of inspiration how much you enjoyed that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how much you want to make sure that you don't give that up in a moment of kas. That'll give you the strength to overcome that negative midah. Ume'ata b'shas es olos hakas, ikir avodoscha tiyah lis akish lis kor letzayel atzmucha b'ofen hachazak b'yoser, u'machshava bara b'yoser, as shas hisroma muscha, v'es hakabala shekibalta az alecha, in that moment of kas, right, your job ultimately is to remember the Kabbalah you made in that moment of inspiration. In that moment of inspiration where you had such spiritual clarity, in that moment of inspiration where you understood what your avoda is in this world, in that moment of inspiration where you felt so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you felt good about yourself, you felt good about your relationship, and you realized that this negative midah of kas, and kas is just an example, will derail you. In that moment when you are at risk of being derailed, remember that moment of inspiration. Remember how you felt. Remember the promise you made to yourself, and that will give you the chizuk to resist falling into the trap of the negative midah of kas. V'chein taseh b'sharech hasronos shata margish b'cha. And says the Piagetzna, kas, of course, anger, of course, is just an example. This is the way to deal with all of our deficiencies. Attack your deficiencies in moments of aliyah, in moments of inspiration, in moments of clarity, in moments of closeness. In those moments when you feel good about yourself, the person you are, remember to identify those things which are deficient and holding you back. Give yourself the strength to make a Kabbalah, not to fall prey to them. And in those moments when you feel the negativity about to overtake you, remember those moments of inspiration, and they will give you the chizuk to overcome your challenges. I also have to stop over here. We're not finished with this section. We'll pick up Emir Tzashem with it on Monday.